Little boat, little boat, you are twice mine. First I made you, now I bought you back. My friends, you and I are like that little boat in the story. God made each one of us to have relationship with him because he loves us. But just like the wind separated the boat from the boy, your and my sin separated us from God. But God did not want it to be separated from us. So he sent his only son, Jesus, to come and take the punishment for your and my sins upon him on the cross. Jesus came and he bought us back, not with silver, not with gold or any currency, but with his own precious blood, so that we can come back into a relationship with God. But how do you and I start this relationship with God? The Word of God says that we must be born again. And to be born again, there are two choices we must make. Say choice number one.
Number one.
We must believe. We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that Jesus came and he took the punishment for our sins on the cross. Believe that on the third day, Jesus rose again. Jesus is alive. Jesus is
alive.
And he wants to love you and come and live in your heart. How many of you believe that?
Me.
Wonderful. But the second choice we must make. Say choice number two.
Choice number two.
To be born again and to start this relationship with God, we must repent. Now, do you know what repent means?
No.
Repent is to turn away from your sins. You are walking this way. You are lying to the teacher, stealing your friend's pen, cheating in an exam, bullying your friends, not forgiving your brother or your sister. And sin separates us from God. But today you can choose to turn from your sin and turn to Jesus, making right choices, following Jesus. My friends, I have good news for you today. Say good news.
Good news.
Today Jesus is standing and he is knocking at the door of your heart. He wants to come in. He wants to be your very best friend. Today Jesus wants to forgive you of all those sins. And he wants to give you a brand new start today, right here. My friends, the Bible also says that everyone, say everyone,
everyone
who calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Shall be
saved.
Now, are you ready to open the door of your heart for Jesus?
Yes.
Are you ready to call upon the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Now, my friends, let us close our eyes. Let us pray together.